I'm going to go out on a limb here and say I'm probably not the only online business coach and course creator that you follow. I bet you're probably listening to Amy Porterfield and Gary Vaynerchuk and Pat Flynn. Maybe you never miss an episode of Side Hustle Nation or the $100 MBA. Those are all fantastic resources. I listen to them too, and many others you've probably never heard of, and you probably listen to some that I've never heard of. There are a lot of resources out there. And that's kind of the problem, isn't it? Because they're all giving you conflicting advice. Pat Flynn, for example, is all in on YouTube and podcasting, and he thinks you should be too. That's what's worked for him. Amy Porterfield is all about email marketing and course creation and Instagram because that's what's working for her. And Gary Vee's just everywhere because that's what works for him. And then you've got the Side Hustle Show. Every week, they have a new idea for you. Etsy and planners and website flipping and window washing and who knows what else? Who knows what other ideas they have that are presented as the best way to make money, the best way to start a new business? All of that information that you are getting and all of those conflicting ideas really just leads to one thing, and that is an enormous amount of overwhelm and feeling stuck. It's shiny object syndrome at its most shiny, and if you're not careful, it can leave you really feeling stuck and spinning your wheels and not making any progress for months or years at a time. Because you're always looking for that next big idea. You're always looking for the new thing that's going to lead to your success. This is episode 139 of the Tiny Course Empire podcast. And today I want to talk about how you can better navigate all of this conflicting advice that you are receiving, that we're all receiving. What everyone tells you, even me, is wildly different from what someone else is telling you. So how can you know which is the right direction to take? That's what we're going to talk about today.
Welcome to the Tiny Course Empire podcast, a weekly show dedicated to helping you launch and grow your digital course business, even if you don't have a big team or a six-figure ads budget. We'll help you design smart systems, take consistent action, and achieve massive success on your own terms. Now, here's your host, Cindy Bedar.
Hey, real quick, before we dive into today's topic, I want to remind you that all of the resources that I mention will be linked below. And while you are checking out those links, don't forget to grab my Clear Framework. This is a downloadable PDF along with an email course that will be delivered on a more or less daily basis. And it is a blueprint that's going to take you from no business to six or even seven figures online as a digital course creator. It's a very simple process, and I don't want you to let that simplicity fool you, because if you follow the steps, it really is a powerful method for getting started online. If you're new to the show, while you're here, be sure to hit the subscribe button. New episodes drop every Monday morning. And next week, we are going to talk about simplifying and streamlining. So many of you are trying to do too much all at once. And I'm going to raise my hand here because this includes me. I fall victim to the same thing. I try to do too much. I try to add too much to my business, to my plate, and it's not serving me. So we are going to talk about why doing less is actually a better choice. It might sound counterintuitive, but that's actually the way to create more of what you want in the world. But that's next week. This week is all about conflicting advice and how to sort through it to find the right path and the right strategies for you and your business. So the real problem with all of this conflicting advice isn't that everybody has a different path to follow. That's just how the world works, right? the path that I took to grow and to manage my business is not going to be the exact path that you take. It won't work that way. You have to find your own way. I can offer you advice. I can tell you what worked for me. I can tell you that this is a good strategy, but ultimately you have to take it and make it your own and make it work for you with your unique personality, your unique skills, your audience's unique needs. The real problem, though, with this kind of conflicting advice is shiny object syndrome, which I said in the intro to this episode. We tend to think as human beings that if this thing that we're doing doesn't work immediately, then that means it's never going to work. And we very quickly jump to the next thing. And we don't ever give ourselves time to really make the best of the strategy or the tool that we're using before we skip off to the next thing. We don't take the time to adequately learn it, to adequately allow it to do its job. And by doing that over and over and over again, we are just lengthening the learning curve. We are adding time to our growth phase instead of shortening it. Here's the truth that none of us really want to hear, including me. Creating anything of value takes more time than you think it's going to take. And that's something we really have to come to terms with as business owners. Creating something of value, something that is going to earn the amount of money that you want to earn, that is going to have the impact in the world that you want it to have, that is going to leave the legacy that you want it to leave, that takes time. It's not something that's going to happen in a weekend or a month or even in a year or maybe not even in 5 years. That's just how it works. And we have to be okay with that. I've had people come to me and say that, you know, this Instagram posting strategy that they heard about and they tried it and they tried it for 3 weeks and they didn't get any traction. They didn't have any sales yet. So they were moving on to the next thing. And I feel like I've broken some hearts with my coaching clients when I tell them that when I started this podcast, as an example, I started it with a 3-year plan. I did not intend for this podcast to gain any traction at all for at least 3 years. I knew that I was in it for the long haul because it takes time to build up something of value. Now, that doesn't mean that you don't see any gains. That doesn't mean that you are going to, or I didn't expect at least, to release a new podcast episode every single week for 3 years and not have any downloads or any growth at all. Instead, what I was looking for was evidence of going in the right direction. So those small growths. So over time, you will see, if you're starting a podcast, for example, you will see your listener numbers or your download numbers going up. You will see that you are starting to get email subscribers who come from your podcast. You will hear from people who bought your course or who signed up for your coaching or who joined your membership as a result of hearing you on the podcast. That is evidence that you are going in the right direction. But it is unrealistic to expect that you could start a podcast or start a Substack or launch a YouTube channel and within a couple of months be earning a full-time living based on that one thing. It takes time to build something of value. You also want to be careful not to compare your young adolescent business to someone else's more mature adult version. In other words, don't compare your 6-month-old business to my 12-year-old business. I have better systems and workflows in place. I am able to more quickly create content. I have more assets that I can leverage to further build my business or to further grow my audience. You haven't created that stuff yet. I'm able to move faster and with more confidence. If I decide tomorrow that I want to, I don't know, write a book, I can do that. I can do that pretty quickly, probably pretty efficiently, just because I have a lot more experience creating content and I have an entire body of work to draw from. If you're newer in business, you don't have that. So if you decide to write a book, it's probably going to take you longer than it would take me just because you don't have that foundation already in place. You're still trying to figure it out. All of that takes time. Where it takes me a few hours to put together a new podcast episode, when I first started, it took me most of a week for a single episode, at least 2.5 to 3 days to record, to write, record, and edit a single episode. Now I write, record, and edit an episode in an afternoon, and that includes the podcast and YouTube. And that's just because I have more experience and better workflows. It takes time to build those things up, to create those things. So don't expect to be able to do something like that right out of the gate when you are brand new. That's not how business works. That's not how life works. But that is how we tend to think it works based on the information that we are getting from other people online, the advice that we are hearing from other people who say, just start a podcast, as if it's the easiest thing in the world to do, right? But it's not when you're brand new, and that's okay. That brings me to my next point, which is to really just focus on one thing at a time. I mentioned Gary Vaynerchuk earlier. He is famous for a video where he talks about taking a single piece of content and turning it into 64 other pieces of content, which is great, but almost impossible for any of us to do. At least it's impossible for me to do. I don't have the time or the energy or the team or the money to do that sort of thing. So if you come along and you find that video and you find Gary saying you have to be repurposing your content in this way and you have to be posting on Instagram and LinkedIn and Facebook and Snapchat and TikTok and YouTube and you have to be all of these places all at the same time, you're going to really quickly get overwhelmed because Gary is superhuman and most of us are not. So holding ourselves up to that standard, to his standard, is just going to lead to disappointment. So what I recommend instead is that you focus on one thing until you get really good at that one thing. An example of this is this podcast. I started this podcast 3.5 years ago. I started the YouTube version of this podcast 3 months ago. So I did this podcast as audio only for more than 3 years before I ever thought about adding a video component to it. I took the time to get really good at audio podcasting. I got really good at editing it. I got really good at recording it efficiently and effectively. And I made it so I was very quick and efficient with it before I tried to add another component. If I had tried to create the podcast and the YouTube channel all at the same time, it would have taken me a lot longer to get going, to get the podcast to a point where it was effective and efficient. So focus on getting really good at one thing first, or one thing at a time, let's say. Systemize that thing. Automate it where you can. I use things like schedulers and templates to make my podcasting or my content creation easier. You can do that too. You can outsource it where it makes sense. But get it really streamlined and really effective before you add anything more to the mix. Don't try to do everything at once because you will become overwhelmed and burned out and you will not be as effective as you could be if you put all of that energy into one thing instead. And maybe it's going to take you 6 months to nail that content channel down. Maybe it's going to take you a year to get really good at creating courses. Maybe it's going to take you 3 years to develop a really effective coaching program. That's okay. It's true for everyone. There really is no shortcut. But the fastest way to get really good at anything is to focus on it exclusively. When you try to be everywhere and do everything, you end up diluting your efforts. And instead of becoming a world-class podcaster, you end up being a mediocre creator on 6 different platforms. And that's not good for business in any way. And while I'm talking about doing just one thing, I want to remind you that you have to actually do the thing. I know that sounds weird, but you can't just read about it. You can't just listen to podcasts about it. You can't just watch courses or YouTube videos about it. You have to actually do it. There is no shortcut around this. There is no other way. We cannot effectively learn anything just by studying it. That's why doctors go to medical school and then they have a residency so they can practice what they learned. It's why lawyers don't get out of law school and immediately start trying cases in front of the Supreme Court. They have to practice what they've learned. You have to practice what you've learned as well. And that means taking what you've learned and creating the content, creating the courses, creating the coaching program, actually getting out there and coaching people and teaching people. Because until you do that, you have not truly learned anything. That means you have to not be afraid to start. It doesn't matter where you begin, but you have to start. You have to put up the website. You have to publish the content. You have to record the course. You have to coach the clients. You can't skip that part. There's a Stoic philosopher named Seneca. You may have heard of him. He has a quote that says, "The one thing that fools all have in common is that they're always getting ready to live." I would say that the one thing that frustrated entrepreneurs all have in common is that they're always getting ready to start. They just need to learn that one last thing and then they'll be ready. But all of that planning and learning and thinking is useless unless you actually do the thing. Which brings me to my last point, which is you have to start before you're ready. Learn to let the long-range plans go for now. I talk to a lot of people who will tell me things like, "I'm going to build a website, but first I need to figure out if this website can, or if this website platform, Squarespace or Wix or WordPress or whatever, I need to figure out if this website platform will let me have a membership site." They've not created a course. They don't have a community. They don't have any content or any audience or any email list, but they're worried about what their website platform will allow them to do 2 or 5 or 7 years down the road. That is a waste of your time. Build the website. Worry about tomorrow, because I guarantee tomorrow is going to look a whole lot different than you think it's going to look from your stance today. So build the website, start the blog. Don't worry about whether or not your SEO is perfect. You are not behind if you publish 2 or 5 or 7 or 17 or 700 blog posts before you get those keywords dialed in or your technical SEO perfected. Start the blog. Worry about the SEO later. Create something to sell. Keep it super simple. Don't take the time to create upsells and downsells and cross sells and a big complicated funnel. Just create something to sell, put up a buy button, and see how your audience reacts. That is where we all start. We focus on right now, because later will sort itself out. Everyone you follow, me, Amy Porterfield, Gary Vaynerchuk, Pat Flynn, anybody out there, I don't care how successful they look today, they all started very, very simply. So don't overcomplicate it. Don't think that you have to be more or have more or do more before you are ready to start. Just start. All right, but back to our original question. How can you know what to focus on when everybody's giving you different advice and different platforms that you have to be on and different tools that they think you have to be using. How can you know which are the best choices for you? Start by thinking about your financial needs. We're all in business to make money. That's not a secret. So think about what your financial requirements are. So maybe your finances are such that you can spend time building a foundation and not worrying about bringing in cash right now. And if that's the case, then your needs and your requirements are going to be very different than those of someone who could really use an extra $400 or $500 or $600 a month right now to help pay the bills. If you have the luxury of time, then you can focus in other areas. Whereas if you need that cash flow right now, you may want to focus on doing freelance work instead of building courses. Or you might want to see if you can get a couple of coaching clients instead of creating that membership, because the coaching clients or the freelance work is going to bring in money right now versus that later money that's going to come from things like courses and membership sites. Or maybe, you know, you don't have the budget for things like cameras and microphones and software for video editing or audio editing or whatever the case may be. Maybe you don't have that in the budget right now. So if that's the case, don't start with video. Start with written content. That can be done basically for free using the tools that you already have. If you are watching this video or listening to this podcast, chances are good you already have a laptop with access to the internet, and that's all you need to create written content. So don't make the mistake of thinking, oh, I have to be on YouTube, when maybe you don't have the resources to do that quite yet. The next thing to consider is your personal preferences and your skills. If you don't like video, don't start a YouTube channel. I don't care what Pat Flynn says. If you don't like being on video, then don't. There's no law that says that you have to do it. Likewise, if you are opposed to social media, don't start an Instagram. I don't care what Amy Porterfield says. I don't care how much money she makes there. I don't care that other people are telling you that Instagram is the way to get clients for your coaching program. Maybe it is, but if you don't like social media, you're not going to do it. So don't go that way. And if you don't like to create courses, but you love one-to-one coaching, then don't waste your time creating courses. Instead, spend that time creating a really phenomenal one-to-one coaching program instead. And lastly, think about your audience. What are their preferences? Your audience is out there. I don't care what you sell or what your coaching program is or what you want to teach courses about. There is an audience out there for you. Your job as the business owner is to find them and get in front of them. So where are they? What are their preferences? Do they listen to podcasts? Start a podcast. Do they watch YouTube? Start a YouTube channel. Do they read books? Write one. That's your job as the business owner. Figure out where they are, where is the best place to meet them, and then go do that thing. But not all the things at once. We already talked about that, right? Don't do all the things at once. Pick one and do that. And the same is true if you are trying to decide what is the best business model to create. Think about your audience. Do they enjoy self-study courses, or do they prefer more hands-on help, or do they really enjoy learning in a community platform? Do the thing that will attract your ideal audience to you. So when you are faced with all of this conflicting advice, when you have me over here on one hand telling you that you should do this thing and someone else over here on the other hand telling you that you should do this other thing, and then you've got somebody telling you that this platform is the best one to be on and this course platform is the end all be all and you should switch to this email marketing platform, all the things, we're hearing all of the things, and they all go against one another. When you are hearing all of that, the way that you can sort all of that out is to simply ask yourself what your personal preferences are, what your personal skills are, what you are most likely to follow through with. Ask yourself also what your financial needs are. Do you need to do something that is going to bring in cash in a more short-term fashion, or can you afford to wait a little bit and build it up more slowly? Because that's going to make a big difference in your decision-making process. And finally, ask yourself, what does your audience most want from you? What's the best way to impact them? What's the best way to reach them? Okay, now it's your turn. Tell me about some conflicting advice that you have heard in the past and how you dealt with it. How did you figure out what the best path was to take? Or maybe you never did figure it out. Maybe you're still stuck. Either way, drop me a comment below and let me know and let's talk about it. And could you do me a favor? If you enjoy this type of content, could you share it with a friend or a colleague who can also use business building advice? That's the best way to support the show and to keep new episodes coming out every single week. That's it for me this week. I will be back next week with my best advice for doing less to accomplish more. Have a terrific rest of your day, and I will see you all again next week. If you like what you hear on the Tiny Course Empire podcast, you're going to love all of the courses and workshops and support you'll find inside Six Figure Systems. That's my monthly program where we dig into online marketing for regular people like you and me. We don't do big launches, we don't have the big headaches, and we don't have the big expenses that come with them. Instead, we focus on creating repeatable, sustainable systems that continue to grow over time and that don't suck up all of our energy or require a 10-person team to manage. You can come see what we're all about at sixfiguresystems.com, and I'll see you on the inside.